Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama and daf Chaf Hey. Chaf Hey in Ketzer Regel. As we mentioned, we continue with the Mishnah. We'll get into Dayo, and then we'll have some Tum and Tara discussions. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Shor HaMazik Bereshus HaNizak.
Moment.
Forgot
to say for here.
Okay. Shor HaMazik Bereshus HaNizak Ketzer. So the Shor HaMazik in Rishus HaNizak Ketzer. This is a quote, if you remember, from the first parak. The first few Mishnayos here in the second parak are all discussing in-depth lines that appeared in the Mishnah at the end of the first parak. So we're up to the next one. We discussed Ragel, that was in the first Daf Yud Zayin. Then we had the Skashen, that was on Daf Yud Tes. And now we have Karen. Shor HaMazik Rishus HaNizak Ketzer. What's the case of Shor HaMazik doing damage in Rishus HaNizak? Nogach Noshach. Nogath, Noshach, Ravat, Ba'at, all these cases of Keren, if he gored with his horns, or he pushed with his body, or he bit with his teeth, or he kicked, or he lay down on, in a way that was Kavan al-Hazik, Rishos HaRabim, Mishalim Chatinezek, so Rishos HaRabim, Keren pays Chatinezek, that's the regular din. Rishos HaNizak, here's the machlokas we referred to a few times in the first parak, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Tarfon says, Nezek Shalem, if by Karen in Rishus HaNizak, v'chacham omrim chati nezek, and the chachamim say chati nezek. Why? So we're going to have the limud in a minute. But first, the Rishash here wonders. He says the nezek shalem of Rabbi Tarfon in Rishus HaNizak, is that mamon or is that knas? Right, we had the machlokas earlier on Daf Tezav whether palganiska mamona or palganiska knasa. So they ask the Rishash here, is what about this case when nezek shalem in the Lamadam Repalganis Kaknasa Nistapakti. If you hold that the regular Chatinezek is Knas, because Stam Shvarim are Bechezka Shimur, and therefore the guy shouldn't have to pay anything, well, you make it pay so he guards his shor. So according to him, what about the Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaNizak? Is that Chatinezek, or is that Knas, or is that Mamona? Big Nafkamina, what about Bezmanazeh? When there are no Knasos. So says the Rishash, Nistapakti, there be Tarfon, Bechatzer HaNizak, Dimashalim, Nezek Shalim, Imamona hu oknasa, Vilachora nira davi knasa. He says, but for two reasons, I think this Nezek Shalim is knas. Number one, he says, Chada, Dechom HaShani Yichol Lomer Dayo Amrinan. As much as you can limit a Kal V'Chomer, you limit it. And as we're going to see, the basis for Rabbi Tarfon is a Kal V'Chomer. And we'd rather change the least factors that we can. So if the Chati Nezek was Knasa, so too the Nezek Shalem should be Knasa. So we'd rather not change that factor if we don't have to. So is that Osha Ben Adin? Right, so that'll be the next point of the Rishash. Okay. In a second. Jump in the gun. V'lechora, it's good to jump the gun. So okay, stand up. My fourth grade Rebbe, whenever somebody did something like that, he said, stand up. Stand up. So he'd say, Baruch Shekivanti. Baruch Shekivanti. And then everybody was like, oh, he's not embarrassed. He's getting credit. Okay. Varsha Kivant. L'chora nira tavi knasa. So number one, I think it's a knas. Number one, we have to say dayo. Shenis zilbasar taima. I'll give you a reason. What's the reason? We should debecheska shibur kaimi. According to the mandar paganiska knasa, why do you pay chatzi nezek in Rishos HaRabim? Because it's really becheska shimur, but we say, you know, you should guard your shor. See here too. If it's becheska shimur, that didn't change. So therefore it's knas. It's becheska shimur. So you shouldn't have to worry about it, just like you don't have to worry about it in Rishos HaRabim. You shouldn't have to worry about it in Rishos HaNizak. The stakes are higher, because the Nizak's property is around, but still it's Becheska Shimur, and therefore it should be Knasa. The only problem then is, Avol Kasha Lefi Zeh, the next line of the Mishnah we're about to have, is the whole Makar for a Bitar phone is from Shein and Regel. And we know, the Gemara says, we had it in Ksubas and elsewhere, you're not allowed to learn Mamon from Knas from Mamon, and Mamon from Knas. It's two different categories of context of halacha, payments. So how do you learn one from the other? So he leaves that bizarachin. Number one. Number two, the second point of the Rishash, exactly what Josh just said, and that is, we're about to have a Kal V'Chomer to teach me Nezek Shalem, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're going to learn it from Shana Regel. We're going to read it in a minute. But why isn't that an issue of Onshin Min Hadin, getting a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer? We had this discussion of that Beis in Tosfos. That Beis, Tosfos said, there's a day out there that says Onshin Min Hadin. So Rishash says, why don't Tosfos bring this as a Raya, the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon? And according to the Manda Amar is that hold Ein Onshin Min Hadin, as we discussed the three different svaras that the Achronim give for Ein Onshin Min Hadin, either it's a Midihi Batorah, Xeris HaKasuv, or because there might be a problem with your Kal V'Chomer, and Ein Onshin Min Hadin, so if there's a problem, maybe you can give a punishment for nothing. Or number three, maybe the Chomer is so stringent that this punishment is not enough for the stringent context. It's so bad. So those are the three ideas we gave behind the Einon Shemin Adin back on Daf Beis. So why the Rishash says, why didn't they bring this? Answers the Rishash. Here, he said, quotes the Tosfos Yatav on the Mishnah, who asked that question. And he says, here it's not a problem. You know why? Einon Shemin Adin is, or let's say it this way, Einon Shemin Adin is only a problem if you're learning the entire halacha from the din, from the Kal v'chomer. Here, you would know Chatzi Nezik even without the din. Chatzi Nezik and Rishas HaYachid, you know any case. What's the Kal v'chomer adding? The other half. The other Chatzi Nezik Shalim. So there you would say Einon Shemin Adin, because you already know the punishment. Now it's just a question of how much. So the details you're learning from Kal v'chomer, okay, so then that's not such a jump. Going from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalim is not such a jump. That's a quantitative jump. Remember what we had back on Tosfos Daf Yud Ches or so. Going from Migufo to Ma'aliyah, as we'll see, maybe that's a qualitative jump. But going from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalim is not such a jump. And therefore, in this case, you would be able to do Einon Shemin Adin, even if you usually hold Einon Shemin Adin. And that's why Tosfos on that basis didn't bring this as a raya to his shita of Onshin Min Hadik. Okay, important Rishash on this Gemara. Rishash, if you remember, by the way, was a banker. Was a banker, was not a Rav, and he commented on almost every daf and shash. Almost every daf and shash, Rishash has something to say. So, we should have something to say about every daf and shash, right? Whether it's a kash or a teres, we should have something to say about it. Right, that's the Musa for today. Okay, let's continue. Amalem Rabbi Tarfa, there'll be a little more, though, don't worry. Amar Elam, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, okay, now we get to the Makar. Uma b'makam shehekel al hashein v'al haregel. Rishus harabim. Shehu patur. In a place like Rishus harabim, where shein and regel is patur. Hechmer aled b'rishus anizak l'shalim mezak shalim. Shein and regel goes from tur in Rishus harabim to nezak shalim in Rishus anizak. Shemakam shehechmer ala karen b'rishus harabim l'shalim chati nezak. So karen, which is chayv in Rishus harabim, half. So surely Nezek Shalim. That's Rabbi Tarfon's Kal v'chomer, and that's why the Rishash asked that question. Amrulo, they answered him, Dayo, love him and Lios Kenidon. The principle that has come up one time earlier, we had, is a limitation principle on Kal v'chomer. Whenever you have a Kal v'chomer, Dayo says enough. Enough to learn to the Chomor exactly what the Milamed, what the teacher in the Kal v'chomer had of the Kal. So you're saying your Kal v'chomer from Rishus HaRabim, so my Rishus HaRabim Chatzi Nezek, after Rishus HaNizek Chatzi Nezek. Don't jump. You want to learn a Chiyuv here, fine. But in Rishus HaRabim, it's Chatzi Nezek, so doing Rishus HaNizek is Chatzi Nezek. That is the first step. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon answers them, Afani, no. What's, you got my Milamed wrong. I'm not learning it from Keren in Rishus HaRabim, which then I would have to limit it to Chatzi Nezek. I'm learning it from Shein and Regel in Rishus HaNizak. Umladun Keren mi Keren. I'm not learning Keren from Keren. Ane adun Keren mi Regel. I'm learning Keren from Regel. Ma b'makom shehekal ala Shein v'al haRegel Rishus HaRabim. That's where you start from. If Shein and Regel in Rishus HaRabim is Pater. Hechmir v'Keren, though you're machmir from Keren there. Makom shehechmir ala Shein v'al haRegel Rishus HaNizak. In a place where we're machmir Shein and Regel Rishus HaNizak to pay Nezek Shalem. So surely you should also be machmer and Karen and Bein Nezek Shalim. So really, the step right beforehand is the Nezek Shalim step. Ask the Gemara, same exact comment. Amru lo v'cham say back, no, Daya lo v'nadim li'os k'nidon. Ma b'rishas aravim chatzi nezek, af b'rishas anizek chatzi nezek. Period. Very difficult. The Maharam here in the back deals with what changed. What changed in the two steps of the Mishnah? They're very similar. You just switch around the words a little bit. It seems that... The question is, does Dayo affect if any of the Malamed, you can limit to that level? Meaning, Karen in Rishus HaRabim is being used here in the Malamed. The question is, how direct is it being used? So the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Tarfon, Lamaisa, you're using Karen in Rishus HaRabim. If you're using Karen in Rishus HaRabim, Dayo Techati Nezek. The Rabbi Tarfon, though, has some type of way to think that if Karen in Rishus HaRabim is not the direct previous part of the Kal v'chomer, you'd be able to get away with it even if you hold to the principle of Dayo, which the Chachamim say, no, tachlis, you're using Karen Rishus HaRabim, so therefore you would have to say Dayo. Okay, but this is the machlokas that we've referred to before, whether you say Karen Rishus HaNizak switches to Rishus Nezek Shalim or not. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon, less like Dayo. Does Rabbi Tarfon not hold of Dayo?
Right. He does hold the
right, so in the Mishnah, he holds it, but the Gemara itself is bothered, maybe, by our question that we just said. So when do you hold of Dayo? There's part of the Malamed here, so when do you hold of it then? He tries to explain, but we don't really know the principle. When does he hold of it? Does he not hold of Dayo? But Dayo Daraisa, who? What do you mean? Dayo is a din to Araisa. Ditanya, meaning it's part of the Midos Shatar addresses by him, just like you have Yud Gimel Midos. Dayo is also a principle, right, related to Kavachomer, right? Maybe it's a connection to Kavachomer. Ditanya, Midin Kavachomer Ketzad. What's the rule of Kavachomer? You know it from story of the end of Parshas Malos. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, after Miriam and Aaron told Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, which we'll get to a little bit later, said Hashem to Moshe, talking about Miriam's punishment, the Avia Yarok Yarak Befaneha. If her father would spit in her face, Haloti Kalim Shivas Yamim, she would be so embarrassed. She'd have to sit for 7 days all by herself in seclusion. Right? So if her father sits in there for 7 days, Kavachom al Shechina Abbas or Yom, so surely she should sit for 2 weeks. If the Shechina embarrasses her, meaning I gave her tzaras, so really that's like Hashem spitting at her in her face. So therefore you should wait 14 days. If it's a person for 7 days, surely the Shechina for 14 days. Ella, but what do we say? Says the Gemara. Dayo lava minadin lios kenidon. No, you say dayo, and if the father is the malamed, so if the father is 7 days, so the Shechina is also 7 days. And that's why Miriam got it for 7 days. So question marks. So you see, is a principle in the Torah? Principle in the Torah of Dayo. So how could Rabbi Tarfa not agree with it? Meaning, when does he accept it? When does he not accept it? Where do you get 14 days for? Why should the Shechina automatically be double? You know, Hashem is infinite. Maybe it should be 100 times. Why double? So says Tosis. You wouldn't think Rabbi Tam would make this connection, but he does. Kalvachomer Lashchina Liudal Yom. Rabbi Tam says it's the Gemara Nida. What's the Gemara Nida? The Gemara Nida says that the father gives a certain amount of materials or ingredients for the child, and the mother gives a certain number of ingredients for the child, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the rest. So says, what are the gifts? If you add them up, the father there gives 5, the mother gives 5, and Hashem gives 10. So you see, Hashem is the third shutif in a baby, but he gives double the amount of items into the baby. So that's why that's 14 days. You have to have double. Right? If the father does it, so then you should sit in seclusion for 7. Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 10. Or Tosfos says, V'yesh b'farshim, T'nokad yudal yom k'neged shnei haskeros. Right? We know by Mitzora that you always go in units of 7. And you know there are two types. You could have Hesker, you could have Muklat. You know it goes being groups of 7. So in Hesker, Pachos B'Zayin Yamim. So whenever you're going to go more than 7, you do it in groups of 7. Whenever you're going to go more than 7, you do it in groups of 7, so it should be 14. So that's the 2 days in Tosis. Interesting, in all Dinim of Tumah, it always works in units of weeks. Right? You have Mitzora, works at 7, Tamei Meis is signed for 7 days, Zavin Zava is 7. Something like that, a week is a unit of time, Nida, or a unit of time for Tumei Tara. The Rechaim HaKadosh points this out in Emor when he talks about Tzivir Sa'omer. Right? I'm sorry? Yoledes is 7 and 14. Right? Yoledes 7 and 14. Then you make Tara. You make Tara is different, 33 and 66. But you make Tumo is also, but Yoledes is 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl. So the Rechaim HaKadosh even says for a nation, it's 7 and 14. That's what he says, that there's been Pesach the Shavuos, you may Svira, or Sviris Nikiyim. We're Catholic Shiva Nikiyim from Pesach to Shavuos, but it's just that we're a nation, so you had to have 7 weeks instead of just 7 days. So that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says Afi Kabbalah in Parshas Emor. So this is Tosfos 2 days. Fascinating Gra, I think I mentioned this once in past, maybe not recently, the Gra in Parshas Vayetze, where Lavan says to Yaakov, Ach Atzmi Uvesari Ata. Come on, Yaakov, we're family. Atzmi uvasari atas. What's atzmi uvasari? What's the double lashon? It's the Gra quotes the Gemara Nida that shlosh shudrim ba'adam. The father gives the gidin va'atzamos. Right. The mother gives the basar v'adam. So says Lavan to Yaakov, I am atzmi uvasari. I'm related from the father's side and your mother's side. Atzmi, where the bones come from the father, and basari from the mother. Why atzmi? Why? Because they are. Right, they're second cousins from the father. Why? Because Avram's a grandson of Nahor, Avram and Nahor are brothers, and Yaakov is a grandson of Avraham, and Lavan is a grandson of Nahor. Right, so on the one hand, they're related from the father's side, and also Rivka was Lavan's sister. Right, so they're related both in the mother and father. That's Atzmi Vasari Ata. So I once heard a Hosafa for Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. Maybe this is also why by a Misha Berach we use the mother's name, and by a Kelmali we use the father's name. Why? Because by Amishaberach, he's asking for Rachmanis on the basar of a person. Right, and that's why the basar comes from the mother, and that's why you say, you know, Rachmanis, use the mother's name. But a kelmale, the only thing left after a ptira are the atzamos. Right, the basar doesn't last so long. So that's why you use the father's name by a kelmale, because that's the husafa that the father gave. Okay, that's the grah related to the Tosfos about all the shutfin in a person. We continue. So ask the Gemara, does he reject Dayu totally? He can't reject Dayu. It's a din in the Torah. So ask the answer the Gemara. No, ki lesle Dayu hecha demifrakal v'chomer. When does he reject Dayu? We had this earlier also. He rejects Dayu when if you would say Dayu, the kavachomer wouldn't teach you anything. It's a mifrakal v'chomer. It would be totally disproven. Hecha de lo mifrakal v'chomer, but in a case where the kavachomer would not be undone, isle Dayu. Meaning, if you could have a kavachomer and say dayo, the kavachomer would still teach you something. Great, wonderful. So now we explain. Hasam over there by Baal Oscha shivet the shechina lo ksivi. It doesn't say anything in the Torah about the being embarrassed by the shechina. That's what they're trying to figure out. There's no marker in the Torah for how much time a person should be alone if the shechina embarrasses. So asa kavachomer I see arbasar. So the kavachomer comes to tell me 14. The kavachomer the shechina. So dayo afik shiva vuki shiva. Dayo removes 7 and keeps it to 7. So therefore, say, I agree with dayo there. Because say dayo, you'd still learn a week to the shechina. Because there was no mucker for being embarrassed by the shechina. Aval hacha, but in our case, chati nezek siv. It says that Karen is chayv chati nezek. And Pashtus doesn't limit that anywhere. Right? Va'asa kavachomer va'isi chatzinezek achrina v'nasa nezek shalim. What does my kavachomer do? Says every tarfon. It adds on an extra chatzinezek in Rishus HaNizak to make a nezek shalim. Idarash to dayu. If you say dayu and say no, you're only chayef chatzinezek in Rishus HaNizak. Ifrach le kavachomer. The kavachomer teaches me nothing. I already know chatzinezek is chayef. So I'm saying, why does the Mishnah? The Mishnah could have answered, you're asking. He holds of that, but here mifrach kavachomer. It sounds like from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, that he's trying to. You can always answer even l'shitascha. I'm trying to figure it out, right? According to me, you could just say mifrak avachomer, but I'm even trying to answer according to you. That would be the. I would guess. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfon says if you darshan this dayo by nizak by Karen or Shusha nizak, then the whole kavachomer would fall apart, and therefore I don't darshan it. V'rabanan, what would the Rabbanan answer to that? The Rabbanan who say that. You say dayo even if lo mechfer kavachomer. They say no. Shiva the shechina ksivi tisarka shivas yamim. No, you already know from a pasuk in the Torah that if you're embarrassed by the shechina, you'd have to sit 7 days. Meaning, in that context of dayo, it would be a case where mifrach kavachomer, and still you say dayo, right? You already know that. Very tarfa. No, who tisager darshin and dayo who. No, that pasuk of Tisager is teaching me that you say that's after Dayo, meaning 7 days because you said Dayo, not even though you have this, you still say Dayo. It's because you said Dayo, that's why there's a week.
So the Rabbanon agreed to this principle that
No, Rabbanon say that even if they say this is an example of Mifra Kavachomer, right, and still you say Dayo. V'Rabbanon Ksiv Krachrina. No, the Rabbanon say there's another pasuk. But he saw Gemiriam. Miriam says a different pasuk to teach me once you say dayo. Rabbi Tarfon says no. Hahu, the extra pasuk is to teach me the following: the afilu ba'alma darshina dayo. That not only here do you say dayo, but you say dayo always. Why? What would we have thought? Velo tomar, don't say hacha mishum kvodo shal Moshe. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu davened here, Kelna Rafan Allah. He davened. So if we would say, so maybe here we say Dayo for the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu to have his tefillah makubo. But in general, maybe you wouldn't say Dayo. Avabal Malo, Kamash Balan. That's why we say that you need an extra buzzer to teach me that you say Dayo everywhere. Okay, Lamaisa, it's a machloka between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, whether you always say Dayo, even if the Kavachomer would totally be not teach you anything or not. Remember, Kavachomer, we mentioned many times, I'll mention it again, is something that you darshan me'atzmo. Right, like Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi and Tosafot discuss. Everybody agrees, like Zeira Shava, you have to have a Mesorah. Everybody agrees that by Kavachomer, you're allowed to do it yourself. The Machlokas is everything in between. Right? The other, Binyanav and Prada Klal, Aribu Miyat, but everybody agrees Kavachomer, you do yourself. So if Kavachomer you do yourself, the Chachamim say, look, if you have to, there's also built into the principle of Kavachomer is the principle of Dayo. So you'll have to learn something, but there is a limitation to the rule of Kavachomer. Well, there are a lot of limitations, right? Think about all the Ein Onshe Min Adin, Ein Masir Min Adin, right? Kavachomer is limited. Kavachomer is limited out of all the Midos Shatarded Reshes Bahena. I saw a fascinating two horrors. Number one is in this Kamosi Shalal Rav, so beautiful Likud on various on Allah Parsha. So he writes, quotes on the Kal Vachomer, why did Hashem have to make them darshan? He goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says the Kal Vachomer, right? Why didn't Hashem just tell him the din? Why didn't Hashem just tell him this is the din for Miriam? If they tell him a Kal Vachomer, if her father embarrasses her, surely me, surely the Shechina. Just tell him the din straight out. So says Rav Chaim Paltiel mi Aishashuk. He says Hanelo Yodua. It's known Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the whole content of the Lashon Hara that they spoke? It's that Moshe Rabbeinu was parish bnei Isha. Right. Oh, well, we're Nevi'im too. We're still living with our wives. Why did he have to be parish bnei Isha? So why was Moshe Rabbeinu parish bnei Isha? It's Gemara Yevam, Stuff Samach Beis, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, if Bnei Yisrael, which only talk to the Shechina once in their lives, and Hashem said they have to be Porish for 3 days before that, so me, I speak to Hashem all the time. Sometimes he comes to me without warning. Of course I have to be Porish Bnei Isha all my life. That was the Kal Vachomer. That was the Tain of Aaron and Miriam to Moshe. There was Porish Bnei Isha on the smach of a Kal Vachomer. Me believe, he didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how did he say this Kal Vachomer? What did he do? Hashem didn't tell him. Ulam be'emes, this is an atayna klapi Moshe, because a person is allowed to darshan a Kal Vachomer me'atzmo. That's what we just said. You don't have to hear from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they lirmos to be meramis to Moshe, to Miriam, and to Aaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them a Kal Vachomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them a Kal Vachomer, and also the din of Dayo. Lirmos lahem b'kach. Ki tov asa Moshe b'ino shazak Kal Vachomer be'atzmo, even though Hashem didn't tell it to him. Ki Kal Vachomer, you can dash it for yourself. That's why he said the Kal Vachomer with the Dayo and didn't just tell him the din. That's the a worthwhile Aishashak that we have from Kamosi Shalal Rav. It's also an important, interesting point quoted in the Chavetzelas HaSharon. Chavetzelas HaSharon, if you ever saw one, are these mammoth svarim that they put out a couple years ago. I have right on this on Bamidbar. It's Lamdus. Lamdus al Seder HaParsha. Right, all the Kashas and the Terusim. So the he quotes the tragic story that's quoted in Hilchos Avelos in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. The Nosei Kelim quote that Rabbeinu Gershom had a son who became a Meshumid. Rabbeinu Gershom Ar HaGola, Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe. Right? He became a Meshumid. And Rabbeinu Gershom sat Shiva when his son became a Meshumid. Sat Shiva. Why? Because he darshed the Kal Vachomer. Darshed the Kal Vachomer. In Avelos, Lomisas Adam, sorry, and he sat for 14 days. He sat Shiva for 14 days. And he darshan, why? Im avelus misas adam sorach leishiv zayin yomim kal vachomer li'ibun nefesh adam mitachas kafei hashchino yudal yom. It's quoted in the Mordechai, it's quoted in all the Mefarshim, in the Gos Hashri, in Moed Katan. That's his kal vachomer. So, asks the Chavel Tzas HaSharon, Verisi Misha Hiksha, what about Dayo? What about Dayo? Darshan Dayo! Darshan Dayo on there for Sashiva for 7 days. You can Sashiva at all. There is a question, there's different versions in the Russian, in the Agos HaShri, when did he sit Shiva for the 14 days? Did he sit Shiva right away? That's how some of them are Farshim, that's the more famous one. Or maybe after he died, he sat 14 days. Seven for his good, seven for his nefesh. Different Mefarshim, different versions of the story. But he says Venera. So why don't you say Dayo here? Assuming that the version that it was right away. So why don't you say Dayo? So says the Chavetzelas HaSharon, the din of Dayo, is there a svar for the din of Dayo? Well, you should be able to limit it. Seems to be a midahi batorah, right? I think Tosfos uses that lashon here. Tosfos uses the lashon of midahi batorah by Dayo. And I remember where, earlier. It's a midahi batorah. The hamida misuyemes bimidu shatarin in reshes bahein. That even though the guf doesn't really undermine the Kal Vachomer, right, even with the Kal Vachomer still makes sense, even jumping to the higher din, but still, this is how we learn it. Ba'ofan lefize barur, he says, Dayo applies when you're learning out a din. When you're learning out a din, to teach me a halacha, then you have to apply Dayo. That's where the midah is at Rashi's Bahen. You want to learn a din, so you say Dayo. But if there's nothing wrong with the svara. So if there's no downside, if it's just a personal behavior that you're darshaning a Kal Vachomer for, when you could darshan Kal Vachomer me'atzmo, then there's no limit of Dayo. Dayo is when you're trying to learn a limud ledoros for halacha, so then you have to say Dayo. V'yem keim kibun de lobanu kan l'chayiv avelos al meshumid yudal yom. Yakam yim b'chayiv the din. Ela lomar, sheyesh mi svara kiyim din avelos yil yudal yom, v'vad v'shaper yafinon. Sheyesh kiyim din avelos, it's a kiyim. Is it a chayiv to teach me ledoros? No. But it's still a kiyim of avelos yudal yom. Okay, so that's what he suggests, but again, it's just important to know that shita of Rabbeinu Gershom, and that story of Rabbeinu Gershom. And one final point, and then we'll move on. It's a very important 12th chapter. If you ever have a couple hours free, the Chafetz Chaim on Seder Kachim. Chafetz Chaim put out the Asif HaZakenim on Seder Kachim, which is all the Achronim on Seder Kachim, the Bircha Zevach, Chatzon Kachim, the Panim Iris, all these Achronim that were Mufuzar Mufurad, Bein HaSvarim, that you didn't have one Sefer, we have all the Achronim together going daf by daf through all of Seder Kachim. The Chafetz Chaim himself put all of these from together, Al Seder Adaf, Beis Gimel Dalet Hey, and he says, because nobody learns Kachim, and there's very difficult Gersos, there's very difficult issues, so I'm going to put out the Sefer. So he spent much time to put it out. That's Sifas Kena on Kachim, Ezer Hashem. In a few years, we'll be able to study it together. As a Hakdama to that, he has 12 Prakim called Maimer Torah Or, where he talks about the importance of learning Seder Kachim, and about Karbanos, and then nobody learns it today, and you find Echon Mine Elef that knows Hilchas Karbanos, and even if they learn it, they don't learn it Halakha L'maisa. What's going to happen tomorrow? Mashiach's going to come. Nobody's going to know anything. Nobody's going to know anything. Forget if you're a Kohen, if you're a Yisrael. You have to know what... We all have to know this. So he has 12 prakim, 12 different points about the importance of learning Seder Kachim. So in the 12th parak, he talks about the Epistle of Yeshua, where we're going to be asked for ultimately, and he says, you know what my biggest raya for Tzibisul Yeshua is? He says, the end of Parshas Baaloscha. What does it say at the end of Parshas Baaloscha? You have the story of Miriam, and there's one word there that says it all. Vayomer Hashem pitzom el Moshe el Aaron v'el Miriam. And Rashi says, they were screaming, Mayim, Mayim, Letfila. Why? Hashem appears to me? What's the word? Pitom. Vayomer Hashem pitom el Moshe el Aaron. Suddenly. Why did Hashem appear to them? Pitom, to teach Aaron and Miriam. This is how I appear to Moshe. I appear to him pitom. That's why he has to be Parish Ben Isha. That's why he has to stay in the state of Tara. All of a sudden I appear to you, you're like, I have to go watch the mikvah. That's the point. Because I Moshe Rabbeinu, it happens suddenly, so he has to be Parish Ben Isha. So then he says, how's the Geula going to come? The Geula's going to come pitom. Right, and what are we going to do? We start to be running away. What's going on? I need to learn Kachim and Taras. I don't know anything. Right, pitom. That's how the Gula is going to come. V'kivat shayishua v'higalas kvodah yisbrach yeh pitom lo yeh azman l'hachan asman la'avoda v'asher alimut hu lo l'shah v'shatayim. You can't learn it all in an hour. Ki'im l'kama shanim v'limut halachis avoda l'levi'im gamkein haya nitzra chame shanim. The Levi'im spent 5 years. 25 to 30, learning this. Kimabur mizachas chulin over prat lakarnim shazorach leida kolin yoni hakodesh vaMikdash. Zorach lahachan asam mikodim kasher ba yavo pitom yimuchan labodosi yisbarach hilchas avoda lo liyom yomayim. He continues, and that's what he gives chizuk. He says we have to open up our eyes and we have to learn it. That's the last his major amazing chizuk to. But it's a beautiful. All the prakim are beautiful, but that's what he writes. Pitom. That's the story of the end of Parshas Baaloscha with Miriam and Aaron and Moshe. Okay, here we go. Amalei Rav Papa LaAbaya. Rav Papa says to Abaya, "V'ha haitana delo darish dayo v'ha'avadol mefer kal v'chomer." I could come up with an opinion that does not hold of dayo, even though saying dayo would not cause the kal v'chomer to be batel, would be mufrach. I could come up with a tana. Who's that? The Tanya. The Brisa says. Here we go. Keri b'zav minayin. We know that Shichva Zera, Keri, Semen, is one of the Avos HaTumah, right? The first parak of Maseches Kelim lists off all the Avos HaTumah. The Shichva Zera of a Tar person is Tame. It makes the person Tame. And we know a Zav is Tame. Zav, somebody who has an irregular emission for, let's say, 3 days. We had it yesterday. The Re'ios of a Zav and a Zava. If a Zav sees it for three times, even within the same day, he becomes a Zav Godly Tame for 7 days. As we'll see, anything that comes out of his zav, any liquid secretion that comes out of his zav, is also tame. His spit, his ziva, anything that he has, his meimei raglav, so all that is tame. So now we're going to learn a kal v'chomer. Keri b'zav minayim. How do I know that the shichva zera of his zav is also tame? How do I know that? V'dinu it's a kal v'chomer. Uma tahor b'tahor, tame b'tame. If tahor b'tahor, if the spit of a tahar person is tahar, and yet the spit of a tame person is tame, right? I mean, the spit of a zav is tame. So ma tahar b'tahar. If the spit of a tahar person is tahar, and yet tame b'tame, that same spit of a tame person is tame. So tame b'tahar, something that's tame by a tahar person, which is the shechva zera of a tahar person, is tame. Eino dinchi e tame b'tame. So surely the shechva zera of a zav should be tame. right? If the spit of a tar person is tummy by a tummy, so then surely the shechvazera of a tummy person should be tummy. The kamaisi la bein lamaga bein lamasa. And the Amora says that, you know what the Brisa assumes? That once we learn out that the shechvazera of a zav is tummy, we learn out that is not only tummy by touching it, it's also tummy by masa, by carrying it. We know there are three ways to become tummy: touching, carrying, or ohel by Tumas Mason, by Tsaras. But that's what we learn it, that Maisi Law Bein Lamaga Bein Lamasa. So we learn Shechvazera of Izav is tummy, even if you just carry it without touching it. Right, let's say it's in a cup. It's in a cup and I carry it. Right? I'm not touching it, but I'm carrying it. So ask the Gemara of Yamai, how can you make that jump? We know the shechvazera of a tar person is only tamei maga. We'll see. V'yamai neba hani kavachomer lamaga, hani dayo lafuke masa. Maybe the kavachomer teaches you maga, and then you exclude it from masa. Exclude it as not masa. Aye, so what do you see from there? What do you see from there? That you don't say dayo. Well, we're not finished yet. So that's the raya. What you don't, you want it? You say kavachomer and then say dayo. You don't say dayo here. Right, you don't say dayo, even though without saying dayo, you'd still have a limud of teaching maga, tumas maga by Sheikh Mazera. So well, that's what we think right now, before the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara then says, no, what do you mean? V'chitem al maga l'isr kavachomer, dilo garmi gavartar. What do you mean? We even know Sheikh Mazera is tame maga by azav. Even without the kavachomer, meaning the kavachomer would be mufrach if you would say dayo. No, itzrech. No, you would still, you need that pasuk. I might have said that only the shechvazera of a tar person is tamei, not the shechvazera of a zav. Why? Mikra lilaksiv. By the source in the pasuk of shechvazera being tamei, it calls it a mikra lila. Misha kerio gorem lo. Maybe the shechvazera is only tamei by a case where the shechvazera makes the person tamei. Meaning a tar person who has a shechvazera emission becomes tummy because of the shechvazera. Yotzeh, excluding this person, the zav, she'in ker yugorim lo, elo davar achar gorim lo. He is already tummy because of his ziva. Right? So maybe there, I wouldn't know shechvazera of a zav is tummy. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush. So that's why you need the kavachomer to teach me the base din, that shechvazera is tummy maga by a zav. Dayo would have said the next one, but you see, you don't say dayo even if you want to say mifra kavachomer. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? What kind of drasha is that? It says Shechvazer is Tamei. It doesn't say only if the Shechvazer makes you Tamei. It's Velo Dabarach. It doesn't say that. So therefore, the Gemara ends up saying there's no Raya. Meaning, you would know anyway. You would know without any Kavachomer that the Shechvazer of Izav is Tamei Maga. You would know that. So the Kavachomer comes and teaches me Masa. So we don't say Dayo there. You know why we don't say Dayo there? Because if you would say Dayo, it would be Mifra Kavachomer. So there was no raya. What was the Gemara trying to figure out? Is there a Tana out there that does not hold of Dayo, even if the Kalvachomer would stand? So we don't have a Tana like that. We don't. We tried, and we don't have it.
And if we did, we have a problem. If we would,
we have a problem. But the Rishonim try to figure out here, why is the Gemara so pushing to try to find an opinion, right? If we're going to reject these all? The Maskana, we're not going to find an opinion. We're going to try three times, and we're not going to find one. Uman, so fine. So Uman Tana, the Gemara just says, by the way, Uman Tama de Shamisle de Amr Shechvazera Shel Zav Mitame Bamasa. Who is the one that says that Shechvazera Bezav is Mitame by carrying it? Right? Ask the Shiva Kabat says, what do you mean? We just quoted a Brisa like that. What do you mean? Who is the Tana? You want to find a name for the Tana? Going to find the name? So says the Shiva Kabat says, we're about to quote another Brisa, which also doesn't have a name. So they're both anonymous. So what's the Gemara trying to prove? You already have a Tana that says it, and now who is the Tana? It's Rebbe. No, there is no Rebbe. It's anonymous. So the Shinu Kabetza says, no, what the Gemara must mean is that this Brisa just said the Kavachomer, and then remember the line after the Brisa? Umaisila bein lamaga bein lamasa. Those words might be from the Amora explaining the Tana. So the Brisa might just say the Kavachomer, the Shechvazera, but we don't have an explicit Brisa that says even Masa. That might have been the addition of the Amora. So that's why the Gemara says, you have a Brisa that says a Beferish? You have a Brisa that says a Beferish? That's the question. So Gemara says, after all, lower Blazer, lower Yeshua. Rabbaz and Yeshua both do not say that. They both say that the Shechvazera of Azav is not Metame B'masa. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, it's really a Brisa, the Tanya, Shechvazera shel Zav Metame B'masa, B'maga V'Emetame B'masa, Devi Rabbi Eliezer. It's the lowest level Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you touch Shechvazera, you have Metame B'maga, meaning, let's say every time, that's why they used to have mikvahs in the houses. Many people have mikvahs in the houses because every time a man is with his wife, becomes tami mishum the shechazera, right? Because tami shechazera is batami la'erev, so at least for one day, right? So a kohen can't eat truma that day, and but shechazera is batami b'maga. That's the lowest level of tuma. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer afatami b'masa. Rabbi Yeshua says no. It's even batami b'masa. Why? Not fundamentally. Because every shechazera has a few drops of ziva in it, so that's why it's also batami b'masa. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that there? Because the svara that there's some ziva in there. Halava achilo. But fundamentally, theoretically, if he just had shechvazera, it would not be metame be masa. So again, we're back to who is the Tana that said the shechvazera of Ezav is metame be masa? We don't have anybody. It's an interesting Mordechai. What does it have to do with anything? You would think, oh, it's Tumatara. Mordechai says no. Mordechai in Chulin, Shin Lamed, I think it's Shin Lamed Zayin. Shin Lamed Zayin, yeah, I think it's Tuf Shin Lamed Zayin. Tuf Shin Lamed Zayin. Says the Mordechai, quotes this Gemara, the Shechvazera of Ezav is Betamei Masa because there's some Ziva inside. He says, similar idea said in Yevamis, Mrs. Chalitza, that let's say a Yevama, when she spits blood. Blood comes out of her mouth. The Gemara says, Chalitza Sak Sheira. Why? Because it's impossible. There's no spit in there. Right. So there's no spit in there. Ask the Mordechai on these two Gemaras v'tema. What do you mean? We learned in Perakat Harov in Maseches Zvachim that Rabbi Yehuda holds ain dam mevatel dam ve'ain rok mevatel rok. Right. That was the sugya about min b'mino ain obatel. So if you have two items of the same. That are the same. They're not mevatel each other, right? Because there's no clash. We've mentioned that round before. Avol mashu lekuliyama the dam mevatel roke. If you have two different substances together, you go by the rove. So why doesn't vitel take place? Why don't you say if the woman spits blood, it's no good because the blood is mevatel the spit? Why don't you say in our Gemara that the shechvazera is mevatel the ziva, and therefore it's not metai but masa? Why, whenever you have a mixture, you say this vitel that takes place. Answers the Mordechai, two very important answers lemaisa. Number one, maybe our Gemara is a case where it's ba'en v'nikar, and that's why it's not batel. But the Gemara says elsewhere that shechvazera and ziva look different, and they feel different, they have different texture. So maybe that's why there's no bitel there, because it's there. It's not batel, it's nikar. Right? If you have you have one tray frank that fell into 1,000 kosher franks, but you can see which one is the tray frank, you don't say bitel. You don't say bitel, one of them you see. Inami, or bitel only applies where something is nikar beforehand and then it becomes mixed in. But if it starts off, if the iser is no lad b'taroves, then you might not say bitel. The svara for that, we'll have to talk about in Maseches Chulin, but that's the Mordechai Shita. So here, it never started off separate. It was just inside, and also by the Yavama case. Okay, so that's an important Mordechai in Chulin, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, on this line. So ask the Gemara, who is the man d'arba that holds shechazeres b'tami b'masa? So the Gemara says, "Oh, hi, Tanahu. Don't look at a brisa. It's a first mishnah. Look at the first we ever started Maseches Seder Taras. You don't have to get too far to get there. The first parak in Kalim. The Tzan the mishnah says, "L'malam ehen." The first few mishnayos in Kalim list off all the avos atuma. So first the mishnah lists off the sheretz and shechazera and tamei mace, right? Those. And after that, the Gemara says, all those are b'tami b'maga, right? Somebody who is tamei mace. Not a dead body itself, that's even Matayim Ba'ohel. But somebody who touches a dead body is Tamei Mase, and he could transmit that Tumah B'maga. So Lamalehan, even more than those, are Zovel Shalzav, Viroko, Vashechvazaro, Meme Raglov, meaning all the liquids that come out of a Zav, including Shechvazera, all of those, Vidamanita, and Damanita, Matayim Bain B'maga, Meme B'masa. There's the Tana, the first Tana that Shechvazera V'Zav is Matayim B'masa. What do you mean? Maybe that's only like Rabbi Yoshua Shita, that it's Efshar. You know why the Shechvazera is Tameh? Because it has Ziva in it. The Gemara answered, no, in Kain listing Gabi Zovo. Then in the list, it should have been number two on the list, next to Zav. So Maisha the Tani Lagabi Roko. Why did they put Rok in the middle? So Ella, Mishum to Asi Miroko. It must be because Asi, because the Limud is from Rok, like we have the Kalvachomer on Amud Aleph. That's why it puts Rok in between. Period. End of that discussion. Next, Amalei Rav Chaim Ditti LeRavina. Rav Chaim Ditti says to Ravina, "V'ahai Tana lo darsh Daya v'avgav lo mifrikal v'chomer." We'll try again. I'm going to come up with a Tana that does not hold of Dayo, even though saying Dayo would not totally undermine the kalvachomer. The Tanya, the Brisa says, remember, whenever we have Kachem Ataris, as the Chavetz Chaim says, we should not be scared of it. We should take it as a challenge in order to get the Yisodos clear, just like we try to have Nezikin and Nashim and Moed clear. Right? We're just scared of it. The Rambam, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik pointed this out, that the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos, the Taurus, was the one that we had the most copies of. That's the one that he did more and more and over and over and over and over again, because he had something, he had a special connection in his heart to Seder Taurus. He has a long Hakdama, the Rambam, to Seder Taurus, with all the Klalim, with all the Adias of Tumen Taurus. So it's something that we should not be scared of, but just try to focus on more. So here we have another chance, another opportunity. Titania. The Brisa says, try to find this Panda Amar. Mafats b'meis minayim. How do you know a mafats? Mafats is like a mat. Like a mat, it's like something that you lie on, a rug. A mafats b'meis minalan. How do you know a mafats becomes tamei meis? How do you know a mafats could become tamei meis? Why? Because if you look in the Torah talks about a kalim becoming tamei. This isn't a kli, right? This isn't a person. So how do you know a mafats b'meis is tamei? So if it didn't, who? So it's a kal v'chomer. Uma pachim ketanim shetahorim bezov mitamei b'meis. So, if pachim ketanim are tahar bezov, what do you mean tahar bezov? A zov is an avatuma. A zov could be mitame three ways. Rashi explains the yisodos, but I'll just say it outside. A zov can be mitame things. A zov is an avatuma three ways. If a zov touches you, right, so then makes you tame. If a zov medris, if he sits on something that's normally sat on, a chair, a mattress, a blanket, that's tumas medris, a saddle of an animal. So a zav is mitame b'medris. That's the chiddush we mentioned in the past of mishkav azav that becomes an avatuma itself. It doesn't go down in tuma. It's one of the few exceptions that it goes across. It doesn't transmit tuma down, it transmits across. But a zav could touch something. If a zav touches something, it goes down. It becomes a rishon. A zav could sit on something. And a zav could move something. Tumas hesit. If a zav moves something, it's also mitame. But Rashi quotes the principle. Tumas hesit of a zav is only in a case where there is tumas maga. If a zav cannot be metami something by touching it for some reason, then it cannot be metami something by moving it. That's the rule. So in this case, you have tiny little pachim ketanim. Let's say you have a little vial. So how does a little vial that's made out of cheres, that's made out of earthenware, so how does a kli cheres become tamei? Only by hanging something inside. That's the special din of tumas kli cheres. Only if something hangs in. Because the whole importance of a kli cheres is not it itself, the value of the material, but only if you hang something inside. So, says, so could a zav be metame, this little pach? So it can't be metame if a maga, because kli cheres is only metame if you hang something inside. It can't fit its finger in the top. It's such a tiny little hole. So a zav can't be metame if a maga, and it also, therefore, can't be metame if a beheset. And it's not made to sit on, right? So it's not metame tumas medris. So a zav cannot be metame in any way, shape, or form, this little bottle. So that's how, now we go. Uma pachim ketanim shetahorim bezav. If this pach katan, which is tahar by azav, it can never become tami from azav. Mitame b'meis, and yet this little bottle, if it's sitting in an ohel with a mace, it becomes tame mace, as long as it's not sealed shut, right? Because the tumah could go through into that little opening on top. So mefits, the reed mat, shem mitame b'zav. A reed mat azav can be mitame. How? By sitting on it. Sheino din sheyitame b'meis. So surely the reed mat should be able to become tamei meis. The kamai sila, and we learn this, bein lo tumas erev, bein lo tumas shiva. The reed mat becomes tamei for 7 days, not just for a day, for 7 days. So says the Gemara, v'yamai ahani ema ahani kavachomer lo tumas erev, v'yahani dai lafuki tumas shiva. Why don't you say the kavachomer, but have dayo knock it down to 1 day tuma, right? Not just like tumas ziva. If a zav makes you tamei, it's only for 1 day, not for 7 days. So why don't you say the dayo? So what do you see? You see, you don't say dayo, even though you would have learned something. So Amalei, kvar romani ali Rav Nachman ben Bar Zachari l'Abaya. This question was already asked. It was already asked to Abaya. For Yomali Abaya, and Abaya said the Brisa was misquoted. Tana mimefits b'sheres ma'isila. No, it's like a chesurim echsura. That earlier Brisa that we just quoted, you don't learn mafats b'meis from mafats b'zav. No, you learn it from mafats b'sheres, becoming tummy from a sheres, as follows. V'hachi ka'amar. Mefits b'sheres minayin. How do we know that a rug, a mefits, becomes tamei if a sheretz is on it? And again, because if you look in the pasuk, if you look in Vayikra, where it talks about a sheretz making things tamei, what does it mention? It says, yud aleph, it's lamed vase, kliates, beged, or osak, kol kli asher yasa malacha. So a mafis doesn't fit into any of these categories. So how do you know a sheretz could make it tamei? So v'dinu, so we have another kal v'chomer. Uma pachim ketanim, shetahorim bezav. Tamei in b'sheretz, if little bottles, which azav cannot make tamei, as we just said before, three possible ways, they're all out. If a pachim ketanim, which azav cannot make tamei in b'sheretz, but a sheretz could make it tamei. Why? Because a sheretz could fit into the tiny little opening, right? It can hang into the little opening, so a sheres can make the pach katan tamei. So mefitz shatamei bezav. So a mefitz which is zav can make tamei. He can sit on it. And you know, tamei b'sheres. Surely a sheres should be able to make a tamei. So that's the kal vachomer. Ella. And therefore, there's no dayo here. There's just a regular kavachomer, and you learn it that it's tummy for one day. Ela mefes b'meis b'nayin. So lemaisa, how do you know mefes b'meis? How do you know that a rug in a ola meis becomes tummy? So you do not learn it from a kavachomer. You learn it from a gzeri shava. Nemar beged v'ar b'sheres, v'nemar beged v'ar b'meis. It says the words that a beged and an ar can be tummy by sheres and by meis. Ma beged v'ar ha'amar b'sheres mefes tummy ba. If beged v'ar that it says by sheres. Mefitz is tummy by a sheretz. A beged var, amr b'meis, mefitz tummy ba. Right, so to the beged var that it says by meis, a mefitz is tummy to mas meis. And the Gemara adds on mufne. This gzeirah shava is mufne, which means the words involved in the gzeirah shava are extra. De'i lo mufne, because if they wouldn't be extra, that's the strongest type of gzeirah shava, where the words themselves are extra. Because if they wouldn't be extra, then sometimes you could ask kashas. Ika lamifrach, you could ask a kasha about comparing sheretz to meis. Mala sheretz, sheretz has a chumra that meis doesn't have. Mala sheretz kin metame beka adasha. A lentil size piece of a sheretz is metame. Tamar b'meis, shein metame beka adasha, ala b'kezayis. A meis requires a kezayis size piece, which is bigger. So therefore, if it wouldn't be extra words, you'd be able to undermine the gzeirah shava. So the Gemara says, la'ai, it's true, afnuye mufne, it's extra. Where is it extra? We're going to explain how it's extra. Michdi, let's see. Sheretz is kishla shechvazera. Sheretz is already compared to shechvazera in the pasuk. It's in the same pasuk, a hekesh. Dechsiv, o isha shetetse shechvazera. Bechulu. Vesamachle, o isha sheika bechol sheretz. Vixiv says sheretz and shechvazera in the same pasuk. Vixiv, baby shechvazera. Bechol begad bechol or sheyel of shechvazera. And it says already by shechvazera, begad and or. Begad v'or, the kazar achmanda b'sheretz lamali. Shvamina lafnuye. So you see, begad v'or by sheretz is extra. So it's open to learn the gzeir shava to mace. The Akadi Mufna Mizan Echad Hu. So fine, only one side of the Kavachomer, one side of the Yerushav is open. Hanich Lamanda Amar Mufna Mizan Echad Lamed Nemi Shivin Shapir. So according to the Manda Amar that says, as long as one side is open, then you cannot ask any kashes. Fine. El Lamanda Amar Lamed Nemi Shivin Maikel Lamemar. But there is an opinion that says, if it's only open on one side, you're allowed to ask kashes. Then we're back to the questions. The Gemara says, Demes Nam Yafnuye Mufna. This is Mufna from both sides. Mishneit Stadim. How do you know? Michti, let's see. Mace is kishul shechvazera. Mace is also mukash to shechvazera in the pasuk. Dichsiv v'chanogeh v'chol tamei nefesh. Oh, ish shetetzi v'menu v'chulu. V'ksiv bebe shechvazera. So you see mace and shechvazera in the pasuk together. And it says v'shechvazera v'chol beged v'chol ar asher yeel of shechvazera. So beged v'ar dekazer rachmanu v'mace lamali. So why do you have beged an ar by mace? Shema mina lafnuye. V'vi mufna mishneit sadim. Period. So what do you see? You have a gzeirah shava between sheretz and mace. The words are extra by both, so it's Xer Shava Mufna, and that's the marker to teach me that a mefitz, it's Tamei, by mace. And therefore, Lamaskana, what's important for us, this is not based on a Kavachomer, therefore there is no opinion out there that says that you don't say Dayo, even if, there's no opinion out there that says you don't say Dayo, even if the Kavachomer wouldn't be Mufrach. So you don't say that, I guess we'll stop here. We have four more lines to the sugya, but we'll stop here by Hanicha, because we'll learn about Domina Mina by the Shem tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we get into Adam Mu'ar La'olam and Melechas Machsheves and Grama versus Garmi, and a lot of other sugyas in time for Erev Shabbos. Okay.